we want more transparency, right? Especially when you hear about horrible stories like what happened in 2023 during the Bridgeport primary mayoral election. You may feel like, oh my gosh, Melissa, it's 2025. Why are we still talking about it? Well, because recently there was an article saying that even Connecticut's independent party, at least a leader in the independent party, has come forward challenging why Bridgeport refuses to release the findings of the absentee ballot probe. And it just leads to more questions than answers and really building voter confidence in the Park City. Joining us now is John Fahan, who is the treasurer of the state's independent party and was recently quoted multiple times in the Connecticut Post. John, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And what got you initially involved in this ongoing scandal surrounding alleged absentee ballot stuffing caught on camera?
So, yeah, I got involved last year. I just felt it was important to back John Gomes for mayor after the local chair of the party did not want to support him anymore for whatever political reasons. And I felt that the state party and my chairperson at the time, Mike Telesca, agreed with me that we should officially, as the state party, back John Gomes, not just the local Bridgeport party. So, you know, that's how I originally got involved, at a press conference with John Gomes, backing him over the, because I felt what happened with the absentee ballot scandal was just horrific. And I felt that anything that I could do to tip the scales for justice with my position, you know, I'm always willing to do.
So I was reading that the city, the Bridgeport Law Office, is maintaining it does not have to release the preliminary findings mm-hmm. of a probe into who leaked the municipal security footage. And recently you were quoted in the Connecticut Post talking about this. What were sort of your reactions to this?
Well, I filed my FOI appeal as an individual member of the independent party. It was suggested that the whole party wanted this. It was me. Just for clarification, it was just me as an individual member, because at the time I did support John Gomes. And so I did not tell anybody I was doing this. I kept this close to the vest. I just did not want anything to leak that I was contemplating doing this. And so it came to a bit of surprise to some of my members who I didn't inform anybody, but I felt that it was in the most normal, everyday people and non-politicians will understand that this is in the public interest, what I did. And I'm not so sure how long I want to be, continue in my official role with the party. I may want to do other things. So I feel that, I want to, what can I do that's in the public interest? And part of the reason why I also did this is that I never expect to see that this report, the Freedom of Information Commission in the city of Bridgeport will not release this report. It is not going to happen. But what I want to do is expose the fact that to the public that our FOI rules and laws and procedures have to be revised. And I encourage people of the state of Connecticut to encourage their state reps and state senators to really open up the FOI process. People have a right to know certain things, and there should be transparency, especially with what's going on. I mean, what's in that report that they don't want to release? I mean, I'm not really surprised, but so that's kind of what my thinking is in the process.
Yeah, it's raising the awareness, John, and I think for good reason. Again, I think sometimes we need to walk away, which is what I'm hearing from you, is walk away from sometimes our political affiliations and what is right for, in this case, the people of Bridgeport. Now, I've heard there are even people who are in the midst of being pushed out because of the way they reported this video. And when I hear about this, again, I don't know how much of it is confirmed or not, but these are very strong sources telling me this. Without releasing, more transparency versus less in this case, I think it's only leading us down a path of more corruption in Bridgeport. I don't know if you agree.
Well, I guess just talking about the report itself, I'm not interested in any whistleblowers or who released the tape or any in anything about that. What I'm, I suspect that there are other things in the report outside the original scope of the report. And you have to remember the taxpayers paid for this report. They have a right to it. And the city of Bridgeport can release it. They just choose not to under the protection of the FOI rules as they appear to be. But we're still waiting the appeal. I do understand other news organizations, even before I put in my appeal, they placed their appeal before me. So it's not just me asking for this. Other news organizations, I understand, in the state of Connecticut are asking for this also. So, in terms of people being pushed out, or I don't really know the on-the-ground internal dynamics of the Bridgeport politics, what's the dynamic is happening there. I mean, I know enough. I'm more of a big picture guy,
sure.
But I could get granular if I need to. But I'm just trying to. I lectured recently at the University of Connecticut and also Stratford High School government class. And what I tried to explain to our youth is they do have a lot of power. And what I mean by that is I purposely used my obscure position as treasurer of the State Central Committee and merged that with my right as a public citizen to have a freedom of information appeal to get a headline in the newspaper in an attempt to affect change. And so what I would like to, if young people are listening, is that you can affect change in society. If your passion is great, but you have to be strategic also. So that's kind of how I think about things, how to affect change in our government and political life. And I make a lot of Democrats happy, and I make them unhappy. I make a lot of Republicans happy with what I do, and I make them unhappy. I'm independent. So I guess I'm doing something right if everybody's happy with me and a lot of people are upset with me at the same time. So I can't help that I do. I call things as I see it and feel what's right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's what my thinking is about it all.
Yeah, I mean, and it's understandable thinking, John. And, when I read, for example, and just so listeners know, we have reached out. I haven't heard back yet, but we have reached out to the Bridgeport City Attorney in this case because I when I first was alerted to your article in the Connecticut Post, it was saying that the municipal law department had said this month that after a year, they had hired a New York City-based digital forensics firm, which they paid, six figures to, by the way, for this investigation. The city ended up suspending the probe into these videos without a final report, and they haven't, made anything public.
Well, who's to say what's final? I mean, what's the definition of final, right?
Well, it says that they have a draft that's inconclusive and incomplete.
Right. Yeah, I agree with the election attorney Bill Bloss that this report actually should never have started to begin with because the scope of it was just to leak the footage. I mean, really, who cares? I don't really care who leaked the footage.
Right. Let's talk about what the footage showed. That's what I want to know. I agree.
Right. And so it is interesting that they probably did suspend it so they would not have to release the report because it appears as though the law says if you suspend something and it's quote unquote incomplete, you don't have to release it. So there was some strategy there on their part. Maybe they discovered that, they were getting information they didn't want to get. And they said, let's cut this now, guys. I don't really know.
Mm.
One could only speculate. I think that the powers that be should be less concerned about me and what I did as, any private citizen could do what I did. I think the powers that be have to be more concerned about the state's attorney and the FBI and whoever's investigating this. I'm the least of their worries. I know that, the Gomes campaign and the movement is going to continue for them. They're not going to let this go, nor should they.
John Fahan, we appreciate you. Thank you for your time here on WICC. We'll be right back.